We find ourselves here once again at the world headquarters, world famous Fish and Frank's, right here in Charlotte Harbor. Robert's already coughing, which just lets us know how this report is going to go.
Probably.
It's Saturday. Today is March the 23rd, 2024. It's time to do the place-by-place fishing report. We would get somebody better, but we've got Robert and me instead. So that's just how it's going to go.
It is.
Oh, I'm Captain Josh, by the way, in case you didn't know. Not that you care. All you care about is this place-by-place report, and I don't blame you a bit. So we're going to jump right into it. Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do we got?
Very slow.
Last week it was extremely slow. Now it's just very slow.
Well, okay. Extremely slow?
Oh, well, I already typed very.
Okay. Put very, very.
I'm going to type redonkulously slow.
Okay. There you go.
Can I spell redonkulously right?
Probably not.
Nope. I got it. Okay. Has anything been caught up here?
No. I've heard of two little snook.
Okay.
From probably half a dozen different people telling me it was terrible. Even know a couple guys that went up to the spillway with shiners and nothing. But they're also new at fishing that, so.
Well, still.
That's hard to say.
All right. Redonkulously slow. The Darst Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
I got no report from there at
Crystal
all.
Crystal Ball says.
Slow. Just because it's probably consistent with the rest of the theme up there.
It will be slow or slower.
Yes.
Okay. The 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area.
Been some small snook at night and then the early, early mornings just before sunrise. I heard a one keeper this week caught there. A couple of small bull sharks. Some mangrove snapper. Even heard of a couple actual sheep's head that were caught there. And I saw the picture of the one, so it wasn't a black drum.
Okay.
Nothing too incredible, but definitely not terrible.
Okay. Not.
Lots of socialized boating sitting underneath there.
Yeah. Socialized boating.
Mm-hmm.
The occasional adult beverage.
Yes.
The occasional full case of adult beverages.
Yes.
The Lashley Pier and Seawall.
I got no reports from over there.
All right. And your crystal ball?
I'm going to say it's going to be some mangrove snapper, probably, and a possible snook. Just because there should be fish moving out of those canals and up the river and stuff coming by there. But just got no reports from over there.
Okay.
A guy got trespassed off the pier.
Well, the pier is still marked that you're not supposed to be on the pier.
I know.
So, yeah.
I said, really? There's a surprise. I said, you walked right past that sign, probably around it, or did you climb over it? He says, no, you just squeezed right past it. I said, yeah, no wonder you got.
What did you expect, buddy?
Like, wow.
The Bayshore Pier.
A couple small bull sharks, and that is it. Same guy 2 days in a row. He's been over there trying to catch his elusive cobia, and to no avail.
Okay. Attempted. Cobia fishing.
Yeah.
Has produced only small bull sharks.
Yep. Nothing quite too exciting.
Okay. The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
A lot of short snook, one legal snook, one potentially legal snook that got off before he was able to get it down to the beach to land it. A couple of small mangrove snapper. And then a guy did catch one legal trout down there by the boat ramp.
Okay.
So said he caught two little ones and one legal one. He says like 15 and a half inches. He let it go, but he said it was legal. But he was excited because he caught three trout.
Okay. Any sharks?
Nope. Nope. None that I've heard of there.
Okay. And you would have remembered if somebody had said cobia.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
The salt and brackish canals of Port Charlotte.
A few small snook, couple of sheep's head, one black drum that I saw a picture of and been hearing a lot of people seeing them and trying for them. And then there's also been a handful of juvenile tarpon rolling and some jacks coming through the various canals. And that's it. And somebody snuck in my yard yesterday and fished in it.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
From your seawall?
Yeah.
Or from your dock?
No, from the seawall.
I see. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to like it when I catch them.
No?
Mm-mm.
You got to put a bear trap out there?
No. If it was legal, I would.
Yeah, well, what if you're trying to trap a bear?
Mm-hmm. There's no bear season here, so it's still illegal.
Let's see. We can look up the legal traps once we finish this.
Mm-hmm.
The Elder Bean Pier.
Elder Bean Pier. There's been a couple of snook there caught at night, legal size. Whole lot of small size. Guy did hook a juvenile tarpon, and he's been seeing them there regularly at night while he's snook fishing. There was a couple of small trout caught off of there. One small black drum, one small sheep's head.
One?
One. Guy had a picture of both of them, and I was explaining to him the difference, because he thought they were both sheep's head. So I was showing him the difference between the two pictures because he said, they did look different. He says, I just still thought they were sheep's head. I said, nope. There you go. Showed him the pictures. He actually had a good enough picture of the face where you could see the whiskers. Hmm. I said, that's the easy tell and besides the teeth.
Right. Drums have beards.
Yep.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
At the north end or west end of the Myakka cutoff. Behind Hog Island, a bunch of little snook, a couple of legal-sized redfish, and some small trout.
Okay. Any particular method for fishing over here, or just do what you would normally do?
Just do what you would normally do. Just go in there and throw some shrimp.
All right. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Nothing. No reports.
No reports. Crystal Ball says.
We got no reports other than possibly some small snook. There.
The west wall.
West wall, a lot of little snook. Some small redfish. There has been a couple pompano. And a couple of small cobia cruising the bar.
Okay. How small is a small cobia here?
None of them were landed, but they said that they were small.
Okay. 24, 30 inches?
Never said.
15 inches?
Didn't go into detail. 15 inches, I ain't going to see it. That's a remora to them.
I would love to catch a 15-inch cobia.
Really?
That'd be the coolest thing.
Try 12.
That would be cooler.
Yep. Best place to go to catch it. I know where to go.
All right. We'll talk about that when we talk about the traps.
Oh, okay.
Anything else over here on the west wall?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught a 12-incher, but I've caught all my baby cobia from the same spot.
Brings us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
I've got no reports from there. It's been slow. A couple of guys have stopped there. One guy did see a bonnet head there and couldn't get it to eat his shrimp. But very quiet.
Okay. Turtle Bay and Bull Bay.
It's probably your best place for redfish right now. A lot of redfish under the bushes. There's also been a lot of short trout in there. And they're all over on the flats mostly.
Yeah, you say that, but we fished four different spots inside Turtle Bay and couldn't find a trout.
Okay. Well, it was just your bad luck.
I guess.
Did you try out front, too?
No.
Okay.
Nope, we fished.
There's been mixed reports right out front in Bold and Turtle, too. That 3 to 5 feet of water range.
Okay.
But mixed reports from several different people inside both Bull and Turtle. And the one guy didn't know where he was at. He knew it was in one or the other, but he said his buddy kept jumping all over the place, and he was pretty confused. Because he's only been in there one time ever.
Gotcha.
That was his second trip ever in there. So he's still learning.
Okay.
But his buddy managed to hit one of the little sandbars going in there and said, "Yep, that's one of the spots that you're supposed to look out for." It didn't stop him, but it came close to sticking him. He's like, "I'm trying to learn it," and he tries to get us stuck.
Uh-huh.
So.
And then you feel that skipping across the bottom, and it's like, uh-oh.
Yep. Exactly. That's about all I got for in there.
Okay, then that's all we'll type. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple of Spanish mackerel. And that's it. The guy tried fishing on the bottom, got his bait robbed a couple different times, then he saw a mackerel jump, so he just started slowly trolling and caught two mackerel.
But there was something stealing baits on the bottom.
Yes. He just couldn't hook them.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
A lot of trout scattered throughout that area in that 3 to 6 feet of water. been a few redfish up along the bushes. Quite a few peanut snook. And a handful of small sharks.
The sharks on the grass, or?
Yeah. Black nose. One unidentifiable one, which just a crappy picture, but I'm guessing black nose or sharp nose.
Okay. The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier in Gasparilla Pass.
Let's see, sheep's head. They're starting to thin out, though, but they're still there. One pompano. No, two pompano. What else? A couple of trout. One big redfish. A handful of sharks of assorted sizes. The biggest one I heard of was about a 6 foot. He called it a bull shark, but the picture was too hard to tell if it was a bull or a sandbar.
Okay.
Snook. A couple of Spanish mackerel. There's been a bunch of little snook there, but no legal size that I've heard of.
Okay. Still, you mentioned a lot of things there.
So yeah. Yeah, it's been a good mixed bag of stuff.
Sounds like
there.
There's some reasonable fishing happening in that area.
Yeah.
Okay, Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. We got a bunch of small trout. And there has been a few sheep's head.
Okay. That it?
Yep.
Okay.
Not too many reports there.
Gotcha. Last week's crystal ball said that the main channel should be holding Spanish mackerel. No verification of that?
Nope.
The Anger Pier.
Got no reports.
Crystal ball?
Possible Spanish mackerel. Possible snook at night. And that's about all I'm going to guess on with that area. Not gangbusters at all.
So, crystal ball just says maybe.
Maybe.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling, reefs and wrecks.
Don't go out there this week. Grouper in 90 to 110 feet of water. Red grouper. The lane snapper doing great in like 50 to 75 feet of water. Heard of some good size ones this week, up to 3 pounds.
And what depths?
50 to 75 feet.
Okay.
And then some grunts and porgies and some sheep's head on some of the nearshore reefs. But the main thing is there's been kings showing up out there from 1 mile outside the Boca Pass all the way up to the Venice Pier and out to about 15 miles. Not a lot of people have been fishing for them yet, but people are seeing them and a handful of people are hooking them. One guy watched two be caught off of the Sharky's Pier. One guy did land his right there just past the bell buoy outside of Boca. Another guy saw one free jump through the bait out there. There has been a few Spanish out there too, but they're just not heavy yet. But the Spanish are out there too. I think they're just starting to make their way in. They're usually a little later to the show.
Okay. Bonita?
Nope.
Okay. Amberjack?
Nope.
Okay.
Are they open right now?
No, they are not. I don't think they're open until August.
Gotcha.
The Venice jetties and the Venice Pier.
Well, a couple king mackerel off the Venice Pier. A couple of Spanish mackerel off the jetties. Along with some sheep's head. A couple of jacks, little jacks, like 1 to 2 pounds. And that's it.
Okay. A
couple snook were seen cruising along the jetties out there.
I believe they had some of those enormous bluefish over there at the jetties also.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what the Cooks brothers are saying, right?
Yep.
It's pretty cool. I'd like to catch one that big.
Who wouldn't?
All the guys from up north that have caught hundreds.
Yeah, but they'd probably like one for old time's sake.
I don't know. The way they talk about them, some of them talk about them with disgust.
Captiva Pass.
Spanish mackerel.
Mango snapper?
Nope. And a handful of tarpon. An adult-sized tarpon at that. I don't think they're consistent, but definitely worth taking your tarpon rod out for.
Okay. What would you be using for bait for those tarpon?
Bait buster, or if you can find some thread fins, I would try that. And also, if you can get a decent sized shrimp, like a select or a hand-picked sized shrimp, that would be my personal first choice. My favorite bait this time of year.
All right. Boca Grande.
And you know Nelson is set up out there right now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I have not gone to talk to him, but I've seen him out there.
Okay.
Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande Pass. A few tarpon. Some Spanish mackerel. A couple of mangrove snapper. An mean, if you're fishing over by the phosphate dock or even along the edge of the channel there, they've been getting a couple of sheep's head.
Okay. Surf fishing, walking the beach.
Hey, I have a question for you to post out there.
What's that?
Gentleman yesterday, he says he's lived up there for...
Up where?
Many, many, many years on the Peace River.
Okay.
Segway.
And this is completely different from what we were talking about.
I know, but it's cruising across my pea brain, and if I don't bring it up now, it'll be gone before this is over, before we even finish this sentence.
Okay.
He says he catches all those little bull sharks up there all the time.
How far up the river is he?
He catches them from right there at the Navigator up to 761.
Okay.
And he was asking the question of, why is it that every one of them are females that he's catching from 2 to 4.5 feet?
That's an interesting question.
It is. He proposed that to me. He's like, I've not caught a male ever up there.
Hmm.
So that was kind of interesting. So that might be something to look into and start asking. Maybe people send some pictures of the bull sharks that they catch up there.
That is interesting.
Maybe show them how to sex a shark and...
Which is pretty easy. I mean, if you've never sexed a shark before, just look at the pelvic fins, which are the paired fins on the belly behind the pectoral fins. The pectoral fins are the two right there next to the gills.
The one's closest to the butt.
Well, but there's also the anal fin, which is a single fin.
Right.
So a lot of people will think that that's closer to the butt. So,
that's true.
But they're basically, it's the paired fins on the belly. And on a male shark, you have what are called claspers, which are going to be extensions that trail off the back of those pelvic fins pointing towards the tail. And on the female, the points will be very short. So once you've seen a male and a female side by side, there's no question about whether you're looking at a male or a female.
Right.
And in some species, the claspers, well, in all species really, the claspers become enlarged as the shark grows. So if you look at the claspers on an adult male, they are larger relative to that fish's size than the claspers are on a juvenile.
Right.
So, but I don't think that he'd be confusing males for females, even in juveniles.
Right.
Hmm.
Be an interesting one to get some more actual photographs on just to try to check it out. It was just interesting enough.
Yeah. That is an interesting question. Okay. Can't think about that anymore. Do this. Walk in the Gulf beaches. Surf fishing reports.
Well, let's see. They're getting... Jesus. At every one of the beaches, it seems like, has been decent. Some small blue fish. A lot of whiting. Some pompano. A couple of jacks. Couple of Spanish mackerel. People are even seeing a few snook moving along out there. And of course, the closer you are to the passes, the better it seems to be, but...
Pompano?
Yeah. They're out there. Not phenomenal numbers, but definitely been catching them. I mean, I'm hearing them mixed report. Jetties, Caspersons, Nokomis, all the way down. In general, the beach fishing for the last couple weeks has been actually pretty decent. Busy with all the tourists and spring breakers, but
right.
Still been decent fishing.
Okay. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Let's see, they're getting the sheep's head down there still. Some small trout. And a few redfish. The sheep's head are starting to thin out there, but they are still getting them.
Okay. Pine Island Sound.
It's been kind of wonky with the reports there. I've gotten like two. A few trout. A couple of redfish. Quite a few small snook. And then there's been some tarpon, adult-sized tarpon, cruising around down there. Just kind of a mixed bag of stuff, but it just no real, like, setting the world on fire or a lot of different reports from people.
Okay. But there's fish.
Yes.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
I got no report from there this week.
Crystal Ball?
Crystal Ball says that there should be some trout and maybe some potential Spanish mackerel around there. Maybe even a few small sharks. Like, they haven't even been catching much for whitebait there. There's been some small schools of threadfins, but no whitebait.
Okay.
So that might be part of it.
Might be. Makes a difference. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Let's see, some ladyfish and pompano on top of the bar. And then just a barrage of little snook and smaller redfish.
A barrage.
Here. Yep. One guy caught, I think he said like 15 of them on paddle tails. Just working the bushes. Never caught one over 24 inches. Except for he did catch one redfish that was 24 inches. He caught three redfish that were like 16, 15 inches, something like that. Another guy caught a couple of redfish that were 18 and 20 inches. That's about it. But all those were, every one of those were all caught on artificials.
Interesting. All right, the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Pretty slow. A lot of small snook up inside the little cuts, along with a few redfish. A handful of trout on the outside of the bar. And one guy did hook a pompano. And that's all I've heard about over there.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Small snook and a couple of jacks. And that is it. And those were all in Alligator Creek itself.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Lots of no-see-ums.
Okay.
Some small mangrove snapper. One snook that got poached.
Okay.
Well, they did call the law on them, supposedly. And that's it. I got nothing else from over there. Pretty quiet.
And that's it.
For as many people that are fishing it lately, it's been pretty quiet over there.
Guess. The PGI canals.
Let's see. A lot of small snook. Some juvenile tarpon. No, they're not landing or hooking the juvenile tarpon with any regularity. A couple of black drum being caught and a lot more being seen. One guy caught about a 25-pound jewfish off his dock. He was pretty stoked about that.
Okay.
Another guy caught one underneath a boat that was about 20 or 30 pounds. He said he took five hooks out of its mouth.
Okay.
That's about all I got in there.
Sheep's head?
Nope.
Jacks?
Heard of them blowing up back there, but nobody landed any this week that I've heard of.
Okay, Gilchrist Pier.
One baby bull shark.
Oh. A report.
A report.
All right. Alligator Creek Reef.
Pretty slow. Been a few Spanish on it, but that's it. And not even good numbers of them, just a few. There's still that little green, whatever, algae all over it.
Oh, yeah.
No shortage of that.
The 20-foot holes.
An occasional tarpon. And one free jumping king mackerel. It's just worth mentioning because, hell, we've had bonita in the harbor and other oddball things, so it might be worth taking a slow troll through the holes and seeing what you might pick up.
The baitfish report.
Very hard. They're getting some at marker two and some down by devilfish, but most of the guys have been putting in the Placida area and going out on the beaches and finding it. A lot of thread fins around, which some of the guys are definitely getting confused by those as white bait, but you know, they die quick. I won't mess with them. If I realize they're threadies, they ain't not going to waste time catching them with a net. Too frustrating to watch them die, and sad, actually. Wasteful.
And look for that trailing thread off the dorsal fin.
Yep.
Just like a tarpon's got. Only little. Freshwater?
The crappie are winding down big time. That's from several different people. The bluegill are starting to perk up a little bit. Had several guys buy worms yesterday because they were going to go fish some of the spillways and culverts for them. And then the bass fishing is still doing decent, but it's all a shiner bite. I'm not hardly hearing of anyone catching much bass on artificials. It's all been shiners.
Okay. And the tarpon reports.
Okay.
Do you want to do a tarpon report?
Yeah, I think it's
time.
Do you want
to stand with what we had?
No, I think we'll start one. Okay. Because there's been a good... There's been enough where it's a 50-50 on all of it. Because you got three major spots to go with.
Wait a minute. Do I need to do a map?
Well,
holy cow, I need to do a map. Where's my map?
We could do the map.
I got to go find the map now.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't expecting to have to do the map. Oh, where's that map?
It's all right. We can just write it out.
It's been a long time since I had to do a map, Robert.
Write it out and you can look for it the next time.
No. I want to do the map. You say amusing things so that they can not be bored while I find the map.
Oh,
it's
okay.
In there someplace.
Great. In there someplace. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, remember, Frank is the one who put it in here, so it can't be that hard to find, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Not hard at all. Go left, then go right, and then left, and left, then go right, and then left.
What do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything. But now the tarpon have been around enough where it's definitely worth starting to get the map ready. Because people are getting excited about it. And I thought I ordered tarpon stuff early enough, but boy, it's been very slow getting here. You know, I've got reels, but rods I'm hurting on. Been a little tricky. Little tiny tricky.
But what happened?
I don't know. They're all slow with their shipping. Half of these warehouses are hiring temporary help in order just to get help. It's pretty crazy. So, just doing our best that we can.
Okay.
But with the fish that are out there and the several guys that have been fishing for them off and on for about a week now, as long as they're burning, you know, you got to burn a lot of gas. They're not just... one spot. They seem to be moving from one day to the next. But I would say your 50-50 shots are going to be the 20-foot holes.
Hold on a second.
Why not?
I'm not even ready for this
yet. You said you found it. Jeez,
I did
man.
Find it, but then I have to make a copy of it, and then
Moses
I have to...
Moses was slow, but he was old.
I have to open it in paint, and then I have to remember how this works because it's been so freaking long. I haven't had to do a tarpon report in forever, Robert. Forever.
It's been like 8 months.
Forever. Okay. You said we got 50-50s, right?
50-50s. That's
okay.
All we got.
Where's my 50-50s go?
20-foot holes.
The 20-foot holes. Mm-hmm. Boom. 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 Okay.
Anywhere right there around Captiva Pass?
Around Captiva Pass.
On the intercoastal side.
On the ICW side. Okay. Boom.
And then Boca Grande Pass.
Where at?
Right in the pass.
Right in the pass?
Yeah.
Like right in the middle?
Yep.
Okay. Boom. Anyplace else?
Nope.
That's it?
That's it.
No Two Pines?
Nothing.
No Caloosahatchee?
Nope. Not yet.
No beaches?
Nope.
No place in Lemon Bay?
Nope.
41 Bridges?
Nope.
Elgebine?
Nope.
Make me break out a map just for this.
Well.
Hey, yeah, I know.
I can't remember last time we put tarpon in
my
March.
Own fault.
So.
Okay.
Just because there's been enough out there, you know. If it was just one or two guys doing it, but there's like a half a dozen guys doing it, including a couple of those are charter captains.
All right, so now I have to type it out. So we got the 20-foot holes, Boca Grande Pass, and the ICW side of Captiva Pass.
Yep.
Okay. And as you mentioned earlier, live shrimp.
Yeah.
Are hot. Live threadies are good. Or try a DOA bait buster. Trolling model.
Yeah, but even the deep runner is fine. Did you see they changed hooks out on them?
No, I haven't looked at them in a while.
I'm pretty sure I heard a rumor at the end of last year that Mark was not dealing with Eagle Claw anymore.
Oh, I see.
So I think he's using Mustad hooks, and they look like a pretty nice black nickel hook.
Okay.
Which I think is the same hooks that guy Joel uses in his.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know he was having a hard time getting hooks. It's just like everybody else, so if you got to fill orders, you got to kind of switch things up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just sad that you got an American-made hook and they rent their facility out for half the year for some other guy to pour hooks to sell. That's what they do. Their bean counters estimate how many hooks they think they need for the year.
Mm-hmm.
They run their own for half the year, and then some guy rents the place out for the other half of the year to make his own hooks.
Nice.
Yeah. Kind of funny, huh?
That's...
And that's from several different reps telling me that, not just one. So it's not necessarily truth, but it's pretty true.
Well, however they want to run their stuff.
I know. Just dumb.
Not my call on that.
Can't keep up with what you got, and then you rent out your space. But it's their show, their circus.
Yep. No, I get that. Okay. Let's see. I got a tarpon maps page here. Oh, there it is. Look at that. Last map was 8/19/23.
Wow. Tells you how slow the fishing was, huh? We killed it in August.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
All right. I'll figure that part out. Was there anything else that you would like to add to this report, sir?
Nope. Not that I can think of.
Any final words of wisdom? Any suggestions?
It's that time of year to be a Boy Scout. Be ready for anything that could potentially pop up. I think we got one more cold front ahead of us in April, around that full moon or new moon, because that's usually our last pop and hurrah. It's usually a minor one, but it's usually a significant enough one where you open up the windows and go, wow, this is probably going to be the last time I get to open them until next September, October.
Diane's been saying that for the last month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be close. So,
okay.
Go out there and have fun.
Muy bueno. Say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.